the same rap songs. Every new hit should sing along. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Good evening, this is Sean P.
I'm Big Root.
And we are the brothers.
Coming to you live from the Boogie Down Bronx.
Bringing you an episode after a big hiatus. It's probably been about 2 months, Big Root. We have been caught up with summer and life and didn't mean to be away for so long, but sometimes that's just how it goes.
Yeah, life happens. Things happen.
Definitely. So for our listeners, I'm not sure if the last... I think during the last recording, we were able to welcome the newest family member. And I guess just a quick check-in. How is he doing? How is the family doing?
He's doing fine. Crying, kicking, getting big.
Okay. All right. So by the way, how's the baby? Ha 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 ha. Joke. But no, that's good. That's good to hear. And for our listeners, that's part of why we've been away. It's just been so many life changes. There's been weddings and obviously there's been new additions to the family. So there's so many things going on this wonderful summer. We're all very thankful and blessed. But Big Rup and I are back to get back into a new topic. And today's topic is payday. So Big Root, for our listeners, why are we talking about payday?
Well, we've been going through a bit of inflation, you know, the better part of the year. And we're just going to talk about how it's affected or not affected some of us in the population.
Exactly. So, for our listeners, the way the conversation really came about is the United States has been in inflation for about, 3 to 4 months now. There's been some signs of it before, but basically the definition of inflation is when the normal metric, the consumer price index, goes above a certain percentage where it is historically, that's inflation. So I think historically it's supposed to be roughly 2% of GDP. And I don't want to misquote the specific definition, but the general course is that they track inflation. They have a basket of goods that they measure. And whenever the cost goes up beyond that 2% threshold, that's considered inflation. And we've gotten to record numbers. And I think that's why it's really a big story, because our inflation right now, or at least during this stretch of time, has been equal or almost as big as the inflation back in 1981. And that is historically high.
Yeah, that's something that's shocking. But really, you know, how has everybody been dealing with it? That's the main question we'd like to answer.
Well, that is really the premise, right? That was even the conversation we were having. Because I mean, it started with a conversation I had the other day, really thinking about myself personally. And then it just kind of said, well, what about society, our economy as a whole, as far as our buying habits, right? Because it's payday. But again, just to really emphasize for our listeners, right? Right now, we're in historic inflation, right? And the reason why I think it's good to actually focus on that first is because if we're not feeling it or realizing it, what does that mean, right? Like, how could we be going through something that's historically bad, right? And yet many of us are living day in, day out as if nothing is happening. So that's kind of where the premise is, right? So starting with you, Big Group, have you noticed your shopping patterns and habits changing over the last 3 months? You get your paycheck. Have you been doing things differently, going to the store differently?
I have not. I've been going to the store pretty much the same way I've been going the last 2-3 years. So okay. For me, it hasn't been a big difference. I'll say as far as me driving, I don't drive nowhere near as much as I used to. So that might be a reason why I'm not, you know, I'm so affected by the gas price hike. But no, overall, I'm pretty much shopping the same.
Okay. And I can speak anecdotally for myself and say the same thing. So that was what really prompted the conversation. I just was talking to, you know, a few close people and asked them the same question. And ironically, their answer was different. Their answer was, oh, yeah, my habits have changed, right? Which is normal, right? So let's say people are cutting back and spending less and buying different items, right? Cheaper items or whatever. That's normal. There's no conversation. We wouldn't even be doing the episode because that's what is expected. So I think the fact that there's a portion of society, again, you and I aren't a portion, we're just two people, but I'm sure if there was more investigation of it, and there's signs of it because the economy is strong, the job market is relatively strong. Right. So one of the things that happens with inflation, when the cost is high and interest rates go up, that's when companies slowly start to taper off. Right. That hasn't really happened that much yet. So, again, starting with the premise that we're at near historic levels of inflation. So not just inflation. Right. It happens like, no, this is supposed to be a serious price hike and businesses are supposed to kind of cut back and the interest rates have been going much higher, right? Yet people are living and doing and functioning the same. The economy is the same. So how do you explain that from your perspective? How is the economy just kind of pushing through when we're near record inflation is, you know, affecting us or should be?
Well, I'm not sure if you have the answer to this question, but what's causing the inflation? Is it just a normal economic downturn? Or is it the fact that it's supply chain issues and shortage of goods that is somewhat driving things up? I mean, it could be different reasons as to why we're having the inflation.
Those are two.
Why people are acting differently.
No, those are two of the reasons. You nailed it. One is supply chain issues, right? Which is something that, because our economy has become globalized, has become a bigger factor than it was in the past. Another is the war in Ukraine, right? Not just because it's wrong, humanitarian-wise, but Russia and Ukraine supply a lot of Europe with natural resources, right? Oil, a lot of oil comes from Russia. So Europe is basically powered by Russia. And in addition, Russia and Ukraine are major exporters of wheat grain, right? So they basically power and fuel Europe. So because of that war, having less access to food and to energy, which are the main causes of, you know, inflation, right? That's thrown the market out of whack, and that's affected everybody else.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists are on another planet, and me, I'm the last MC still standing.
So there are other factors, but you actually named the main factors. The main factors being supply chain issues, right? Apple can't sell iPhones if it doesn't get parts to make iPhones. And it just trickles down backwards. And then you have this other calamity, you know. There's also, President Biden also gets blamed for it a lot because some of the stimulus money that was given out the last couple of years because of COVID has also caused inflation. So there are multiple factors, but they've all happened at the same time to kind of just push the price of goods up.
Yeah. Which is, again, going to hurt the common American because that's less spending money. If you're spending more money for your goods, you have less, you know, free money to do other things.
True, true. Yet, as we established personally, yourself and I, and we're positing that there's a percentage of the economy that isn't affected the same way. And that's true. Like, that's not just a theory, right? There are literally... the job market isn't really seeing the hit that people expected. I think housing has been affected to a certain degree. So there are certain impacts of it, but it's so much, it's minimal. It's not minimal, but it's not, I think, what's been expected. And I think that's why a lot of people are perplexed. Like, why not? And that's why I go back to it. Why not? If we're in a near historical economic pattern, why are we spending like normal? Why is payday normal?
Well, I mean, for me, I'll just speak for my circumstance. If I go to the supermarket, the price of milk, from what I can tell, and orange juice and regular goods that I buy on a regular basis seem to be pretty stable. It's not like I went to the store and all of a sudden, a thing of orange juice costs $25. Now, that would definitely cause me to, change the way that I'm buying things. So maybe certain things may be more expensive, like meat or whatever, but I don't think things have gotten out of whack for the things that I buy. Now, other people might buy certain things and the price is extremely high or double, but the things that I particularly, I guess, purchase, I haven't seen a dramatic effect.
Okay. I mean, that's a valid point you make, even though I think your example is a bit extreme. And the reason why I say the point is valid is you're right. People buy different goods, and depending on where the price hikes are and depending on the season and other factors, it could be that people are just able to buy other things they're not even realizing, so to speak, right? So they're not actively avoiding buying certain things. They're just buying whatever they want, not avoiding certain things, let's say, right? Now, I think to your point, when they say extreme, obviously, if orange is $25 a gallon or something like that, or if gas was $25 a gallon, right? Now people aren't driving, right? Or now people are struggling. So that's an extreme example. That's where, okay, now the national / global economy is stalled, right? Because if gas was $25 a gallon, we are, pardon my French, screwed. Because not just individuals, just everything, right? People, that's just way too much. That means no gas is coming into the country. That means, I don't know what that means, honestly. Like, for gas to get to that height, not just the impact of it, I don't know what the trigger event would have to be for it to get that high. So I think that's an extreme example. But you do make a point where, okay, let's say it's items that people can avoid that they don't realize they're avoiding. So let's focus on gas, right? Because gas is the single biggest impact on the economy, because almost everything is either powered or delivered by gas. And if you think of it that way, when you go to the supermarket, things are going to be higher. When you go to retail stores, whatever. So are you saying that there is a threshold that people don't notice? Meaning if things are 5% or 35% higher, it doesn't change anything. But if things are 200% higher, then it does. So you're saying maybe the threshold wasn't hit?
Yeah, exactly. I think that for the regular person, and again, I look at myself as a regular person at things that I may purchase. So regular things, I haven't really seen a significant increase or something where you look at it and like, oh, I can't afford this anymore. I'm going to have to change my buying habits because this is too expensive now.
Okay. That's a good way of looking at it. I mean, I guess there is some thought to that, or thought that needs to go into that. I think going back away from the purely extreme example, but like I said, $25 a gallon of gas, milk, juice, that's world-changing. That's life-changing. And that's a different conversation, only in the sense that what would precipitate that? That would almost be like a regional conflict or, God forbid, World War III, where there's something that's so over the top that, yeah, the simplest resources can't be gotten, right? But I think, just bring conversation back, most economists expect even a mild increase in pricing to alter people's behavior patterns. And I think that's what's not being seen. It's just okay, things are 30% higher, but people are not buying 30% less. Let's just make that equation, right? And I think that's where the question is, why not? Because if people were buying 30% less, be like, okay, that makes sense, right? Things are 30% higher, people are cutting back. We know what it is. Eventually, interest rates will get to a certain point, and then people, the prices start to come down and so on and so forth, right? So I think the fact is that, like, well, if people are still buying things the same way they were, even with a 35% increase, why? And I think, I mean, one position is what you said, right? 35% is just not enough for people to feel it, which is very possible. I think the way I was looking at it was, is it good because we can absorb a 35% price increase, or is it bad because we don't even know that we have a 35% price increase? Like, we're so dumb, right? That we don't realize things are more expensive. We're just spending money as if they weren't more expensive. So that's what I'm saying. That was kind of my, just my theory, right? Is it good or bad that our habits haven't changed?
Tired of the same rap songs. Every new hit should sing along. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Well, I also think that our habits possibly could have changed, but we don't realize it in the sense that we're buying the same things, we're getting less. I just have to go to the store more frequently, but we're not really equating that we're getting less because it's not that big of a difference. Or the things that we actually are purchasing haven't had, like you said, if it's 30% more for, you know, a loaf of bread, yeah, you feel it, but it's not the same. Well, you're not going to eat that loaf of bread. I don't know.
Right. But again, I mean, good addition there, right? Because you're right. The necessities need to be got, right? So I don't think we're talking about not buying food because food is expensive, right? I mean, obviously, food got to astronomical levels. Like you said, we can't buy food. Again, we're talking about a major catastrophe in the world that led to it and that we're dealing with because of it, because that's just unimaginable, right? But and again, when I say unimaginable, we have to hope that those things never happen. You're right. If milk is $25 a gallon, then we're in trouble. Right? If gas $25 a gallon, we're in serious trouble. And there might not be an easy fix. There might not be a fix. But I think to your point, okay, maybe 35%, we with the things we need to buy, it just doesn't hit as hard as expected. I guess my only question on the other side of it is, like you said, are we going to the store more often? Are we practicing good financial habits in case the inflation continues to go higher, right? So in other words, if we get to this magical threshold that we're talking about, do our behaviors change then? Should we wait for that point? Should we not change before?
Well, those are good points. And probably we should change. We should probably budget more or be more mindful of how we're spending. But again, I think the average American, I mean, I don't know the percentages per se, but most Americans don't really budget themselves or budget their money, and that's why most people don't have any savings. So it could be that a lot of people are just going through the motions and living life, and if something happens that's going to cause them catastrophic reversals of their finances, that's when they'll pay attention. Maybe as long as they're able to make ends meet and go day to day, they seem to, like, as you would say, be oblivious to the rate of inflation.
Okay. So basically for our listeners, today's episode is payday, and we're talking about the current inflation and the impact or lack of impact on spending habits. And I think to summarize Big Roop's last point, a lot of us Americans are financial fools, right? Because what he's saying is that, to paraphrase what you said, basically, is we're not going to really change until it gets really bad.
Yeah, that's a good way of condensing it. Yeah, we'll change when the quote-unquote stuff hits the fan.
Okay. And again, I mean, that's a very good position because I do agree with that position. I mean, I think you started out that particular line of thinking with where most Americans or a lot of consumers are not, don't have good financial practices to begin with, right? So why would that suddenly happen when inflation hits? And I think the economists are saying, just based on mathematical formulas and principles, that it should. I think that's why the perplexity is there, that no, it's almost like physics, right? if you're going at a certain speed, you're going to get to a certain city at a certain point, right? The two trains, the opposite directions, all that stuff. So I think what they're saying, based on the mathematical models, this doesn't make sense. And that's where the question for our episode came in today is, well, how much of our financial habits in the economy is actually really following a mathematical model? And how much of it is just people being people? Because, again, if we're financial fools, maybe we should be doing something else and we're not. And what that precipitating act is, we don't know. That's the point. You're right. Because, again, if we go right to $25 a gallon anything, that's just so extreme that, yes, of course. You know, that's the same as if there's no milk, the price shoots up. I mean, obviously, if there's a limitation on milk. But as long as milk is there, what's the price that we're not going to pay? Is it $4, $5, $6 a gallon, $7, $7.50, $7.25? Like, you know, what's the threshold, right? And I don't know. I lean with you in the sense that we don't have good financial practices anyway, so we don't even realize there's inflation going on.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the story of when you have like a frog, put the frog in a frying pan, and if you put it in a 100-degree frying pan, he's going to jump out. What the hell is this? It's too hot. We put him in the frying pan, and it's 5 degrees, 10 degrees, 20 degrees, 30 degrees. He sits there because he doesn't realize that he's cooking until he's burnt up. And we could be in a situation where the price have went up, but not so drastic that we're like taking note. So like you've been saying, We're financial fools, and we're sitting in boiling water and not realizing it.
Exactly. I had the same example. I was thinking with a lobster, though. But same exact example. But no, you're right. I mean, again, more data and research would need to be done. We're not economists, or we're not doing those studies. We're just putting out the conversation for our listeners to also question their financial habits and to just be aware of the economy as a whole. But that seems to be where we're leaning. I think on the other side, I was hoping that maybe our wages are stronger than the economists realized. And like you said, a 35% increase just isn't really that substantial because we're doing that well. But again, I think the mathematical models don't show that. So I think that's why there's such a question.
I think also, at least I can speak towards like eating. For the most part, food to me has been pretty stable as far as if you're buying food out. When you go to the, you know, the fast food place, the Chinese restaurant, the prices maybe went up $1 or $2, but nothing where you went there and now your order that you know you got for $6 or $7 is $15, where you're like, oh, I can't afford this. So I think that's also could be, you know, part of the problem. Not the problem, but, you know, how people see it. I can still go and I can buy whatever I'm used to buying. So it hasn't got to the point where it's a problem.
No, I understand. I mean, I get you. I think that goes back to the threshold point. We just haven't reached a threshold and we don't know what it is. I think for me, the problem with thinking that way, like you said, for us as an economy, as a society, not you and I, just all of us, is like you said, is the frog analogy, right? Because it's just so gradual and but constant, right? We're just not reacting. And the point of reacting, we may be so weak and burned up that we can't get out of it. And you'd hope that's not the case. So for our listeners, again, today's topic is payday, just because we wanted to connect our paychecks, our wages, and our financial habits. And the reason why today, you know, this topic is what it is because, again, we are in near historic levels of inflation. And I guess in previous inflation attempts, there was much more noticeable impacts on the economy. Car sales went down, home sales went down. Stores were not seeing purchasing. And basically, inflation usually leads towards recession, right? There are times when you have both, the stagflation, you have recession and inflation, which is the worst case scenario. But I think because the economy has been doing really well, there's no sense that, well, let me just premise this, right? A lot of people were waiting for a recession to come, right? A lot of people were saying that the economy is going to slow down. Jobs are going to disappear. And all these things are going to happen. So even before the inflation hit, there was fears of recession, right? And I think that led to fears of stagflation, both. And right now, instead, you have inflation, but you have people still buying and spending as normal. So again, I think economists are really scratching their head like, all right, none of this is making sense right now. So that's why the episode is what it is, right? When prices are higher, you expect people to spend less. Prices are higher, and as Big Rube stated, many consumers are spending the same.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists are on another planet, and me, I'm the last MC still standing.
Well, not to change the topic. It's not really changing the topic, but do you think that also people are spending money, say, on vacations and air travel because they weren't able to travel for such a long period of time that even though the prices may be a little bit higher, and I'm not sure they are higher because they're trying to get the industry back on its feet, that people are spending money that they maybe wouldn't have spent because they have been cooped up for 2 years.
That is a factor. That's not changing the topic. That's the point. But that's still going against the grain. That's saying, okay, you don't have this money, but you're going to Hawaii, right? And that's the point. Like, is it good because I have enough money to go to Hawaii, or is it bad because, okay, you're probably going to be homeless in 5 months, right? Again, the frog analogy, right? The temperature is going up slowly. You're not compensating for that. And eventually it's going to catch up with you. And I think that's the fear factor, right? That's the point. And, you're right. I mean, people are going on vacation. People are getting tickets and all this. And again, I think economists are scratching their head like, do these people not know what's about to happen or what's happening?
Well, I just think certain people, because of, you know, the coronavirus or the pandemic in general, are like, yeah, so a lot of my friends, they've been saving for years and, you know, they were gone in 2 months, so I'm going to go and have fun. And again, we may all be crying in 6 months that I can't pay rent, I have no food to eat, about to be in the street, I never should have went. But maybe the pandemic kind of opened up people to do things they might normally not have done.
Well, let me start by saying, wow, what an incredible point that is, seriously. Because when you started, I didn't know where you were going with it. And then when you went with it, I was like, wow, that is a light bulb moment, right? Is or did the pandemic change our perception so much that even normal financial patterns aren't normal anymore, right? Like you just said, we've been cooped up for 2 years. I watched people I know get wiped out, gone, but, you know, nicer. And honestly, people have lost family members, right? Whole families have been gone. And maybe these existential understandings are overriding financial behavior, good financial behavior. I don't care. And like you said, yeah, maybe I'll suffer in 6 months, but you know what? Might not be here in 6 months either. And maybe economists just can't factor that in because they're looking at it from a mathematical point of view. And like you said, I don't care about the math. I'm going to take this mask off and go to the beach. And I don't really care what happens. And I that's a third preposition now, right? That's funny. That's another angle to it, right? I just don't care, right? I don't care.
Yeah, maybe it brought a lot of people more thinking of their mortality, and you know, I want to enjoy life and I want memories. Yeah, maybe it's not the smartest thing or most prudent thing to do, but let's go and enjoy ourselves and we'll see what happens, see where the chips fall afterwards.
Wow. I mean, definitely true. This is one where, from a financial standpoint, I hope the money managers and those who manage the economy do a better job than the rest of us, because that is very reckless. And let's say that led to $25 gallon milk, then we're all going to regret it. So, I mean, it is definitely a very good posit. So we had a couple of different posits for our listeners. Today's episode is payday. We had record high inflations. Some people are adjusting their spending patterns, you know, to balance out the increased costs. Some people are shopping the same way they always have. And Big Rook just posited, some people, honestly, may feel, because of COVID, I'm not going to worry about good financial habits. I'm not going to worry about, you know, retirement or anything like that. I'm just going to live my life, and whatever happens, happens.
Tired of the same rap songs. Uh-huh. Every new hit should sing along. Yeah. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
And those are three very different angles, because the first one is saying I'm being careful, which is normal. The second one is saying I don't even notice anything's going on, right? And the third one is saying I know something's going on, I just don't care.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's shocking. I've actually heard people who've taken out their retirement money that, you know, you should be saving for your golden years. Oh, I'm going on a trip, or I'm going to buy a car. And I'm like, you sure that's wise? You're taking this money out. What are you going to do if you live to be, you know, 70 years old? You know, because we can't even count on Social Security. So how do you know you're going to, how are you going to survive? And they're like, oh, it'll work out. I'm like, okay. More power to you.
Wow. All I can say is wow. I mean, it's funny because, you know, you and I are also people of faith. So we know to put our faith in a higher power and to trust that things will work out. But we also know part of our faith is to be prudent in the ways of this world, right? The things that you need to get done. So it is funny to, you know, like you said, to just imagine some people saying, I'm just going to be as reckless as possible, and it's going to be fine. And you just like, that doesn't make sense. I mean, forget about economists' mathematical models now, right? That's one thing, even though that is how our economies are built, right? Everything is built on math in some level. But what you just said is true, right? I'm going to take out my retirement money to go on vacation. What happens if you got to retire? I'll be fine. No, you won't be fine. You just took out your retirement money to go on vacation now. Yeah. So what happens if you got to retire? Like, if you're gone, if you pass on, well, fine, you don't got to worry about it. But if you got to retire, that money's already gone.
Yeah. Some people have fun today and don't plan for tomorrow.
Wow. All right, well, love, we always leave our listeners on the brothers with a call to action. And today's episode, payday, is no different. We do need a call to action. I think this one, we need a call to action. Our listeners need a call to action. So the group, do you have a call to action for our listeners for today's episode, payday?
No, be prudent. Still have to take stock financially of where you are and where you need to be and what you're going to need to retire. I mean, obviously, if the, you know, your income is short, you got to try to find ways to try to increase your income. But, you know, although our inclination is to live for the moment, we have to plan for the future.
Well said. Yeah. I mean, I think my call to action is not too different than yours. I think that, as they say, if you don't know the past, you're doomed to repeat it. And I think financial markets are probably the best example of that, right? Because they follow patterns. And I think we have to pay attention to those patterns. So to make it simple, the things you've needed to do to kind of maintain your budget at home, you still need to do them, right? And things are a little bit more expensive. So like you said, be prudent and just shop a little bit differently. Just take note of the differences, because I guess if something changes and we keep doing the same thing, look for a different result, that means we're insane, right? So, like you said, be prudent and just take note of the past, right? Things that haven't worked before probably aren't going to work now. That's just not how it goes. And like you said, just apply good financial practices and don't be a financial fool.
Well said.
This is a good episode, man, because I think this touches a lot more people than they realize, than we realize. It touches all of us, and we all can do something about it. Like you said, just be prudent, right? No one's saying don't live, but a lot of us are living like tomorrow is it. Like, this is the last day, and I'm gonna spend everything I got, and then the day after, you're like, wait a minute, I have no more money, and that's what we're trying to say. Let's not get to that point.
Yep, keep things in balance and perspective.
Exactly. So for today's episode, Payday, I'm Sean P.
I'm Big Root.
And we are the brothers.
Peace out.
I'm tired of the same rap songs. Every new hit, sing along. Rappers so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art out the art form. What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.